And I say good luck to you, sir. Good morning. It is The Drive with Tame Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. Derek Piper, Lante, Kyle Tosk. Happy Halloween to everybody out there.
It's going to be a cold one.
Will be a cold one.
I remember a few Halloweens where I had the boys in the back of the pickup truck around Philo, and it was certainly cold. I had the heat blaring in the cab, and they were dressed to the T, of course. They were, like, hot in their costumes.
Well, that's always the problem with Central Illinois. I remember too many Halloweens where you get all decked out. You think a lot about your costume. Your parents go through. You know, maybe you got to, if you're like putting the Joker makeup on, and then that might be all I can see is your face because you're hiding your costume with your winter coat, and it's just way too cold. But, you know, that's where we chose to live sprouted up.
It doesn't really matter. Like, here, if somebody came to my door, I didn't care if they were dressed in a costume.
You know, the candy tastes the same.
Exactly.
Regardless. But,
and I'm guessing that my costume was whatever my brother was 2 years earlier. I think mom would maybe pause a year on that costume to make me like act like I would be like, oh, I didn't realize Lance wore this 2 years ago. Like, you know, it sucks being the younger kid.
I wouldn't know.
Oh, that's right.
I wouldn't know. I'm the oldest.
That's right. So your brother's the one that... Was he always taller than you, though?
No. Not always. No, probably from about... You know, when he hit freshman in high school or so.
But you're tall, so he's not. How tall is he, though?
He's like 6'7", now.
6'7", and you're 6'3"?
Generously, probably more 6'2", 6'3", maybe, depending on who's measuring for our basketball roster.
Exactly.
Although, if I'm like Andrew Leonard Tay, I'm going to go 6'1", because you actually subtract an inch because, you know, no one's looking at that.
Yeah, you don't want any college coach to look and say, oh, wow, that kid's, how about that? I guess.
I think he's more worried about the wins. He wants the opposing teams to check the roster and be like, oh, this guy's six foot flat. We're not worried about his size or anything. Oh, what? He's 6'4".
Oh, I think he was listed.
Especially with the hair.
Like 5'10 or something last year. I was like, what, 5'10"? Oh, well, whatever. That's him. That's him to a T.
Was there a go-to costume for you guys through the years? I feel like my brother, we always gave him crap because he was like a ninja for like three, four straight years.
We had an actual Indian headdress and an Indian like costume that did not look like Chief Illini Wick, but it was kind of we had the headdress, which was really nice. I mean, it was like it was almost like seemed like it was real almost, and then we had like some brown pilgrimage outfit back in the day, which may have been worn by one of the pilgrim kids. I don't know. That's how old I am. So I heard a comedian did you see the guy on Saturday Night Live? I haven't watched Saturday Night Live in years, but who's the one comedian that I think's hilarious right now? It doesn't matter. But he was talking about how he's like, so I was born in the 1900s. You know, and everybody starts laughing. He's like, I'm actually closer to the pilgrims than I am the next. He was talking about technology and everything, how it's flying by. But I think I remember the Indian outfit for sure. I think I wore that maybe a couple of times. And then we had like a wool baseball uniform that had to have kept you warm. Of course, that was probably the year that it was exceptionally warm for Halloween. So let's put this wool, like, uniform on and go out and sweat. But those are the two things I remember back then. I don't remember us, like, nowadays you kind of dress as to what's popular, right?
Right, yeah.
Back then you just kind of looked to see what you had in the house and what maybe your mom could figure out in terms of what to dress you as. I don't think, like, in other words, back then we weren't like I wouldn't be Marsha Brady, but you get my point. Like, I don't think we did that kind of stuff. Maybe we did, but it seemed like we just were trying
kind
to just
find
anything.
Kind of the thrill of putting something together late. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been there for sure.
I mean, definitely I was a football player because we had a football helmet, that kind of stuff. But nobody's ever a basketball guy. Not on October 31st.
Not usually.
It's too cold.
Although my little boy is. He's going to be Larry Bird.
Oh, really?
I need to show you the picture because he went to this. He's grown out the mullet and couldn't let that go to waste. His mom, who's a hairdresser, does hair, does not want to cut it, wants to hold on to that for as long as possible. So
I love it.
One of the reasoning, kind of the reward at the end for me was like, let's just make him Larry Bird then.
Let's go.
So he's got the flow in the back. He dressed up on Saturday. They had a little trick-or-treat at the library in Muhammad. So I got some pictures I need to show you. Maybe I'll tweet one of those out.
Please do.
I think he's got a – it's a pretty – without the mustache, he's got a little peach fuzz.
Yeah, but, yeah, yeah.
It's a pretty spot on look. We got the old school Converses and everything.
I was going to ask, do you have Converse and like those white socks up to like the knee?
We got them wearing like, they look like some warm up pants.
Oh, okay.
You can see the white Converses for
that
sure.
That is awesome. I wonder if you could draw in some peach fuzz.
We could.
Like Larry style, you know? That's awesome. I have to see this.
I will show you that.
I have to see this Larry Bird. Do you know who Larry Bird is, Kyle?
Yes.
Okay, I wasn't sure. Come on.
Kyle, were you Dan Marino for a handful of years?
I wasn't Marino specifically, but I remember being a Dolphins player a couple times.
He was Duke.
Pulled the helmet out and the shoulder pads.
Were you Ricky?
I don't think so. I can't remember who I was. I almost want to say I was Ryan Tannehill one year.
Oh,
yikes.
Boy. Yikes. I'm trying to think back to some Zach Thomas, maybe. Was that more?
Yeah, Zach Thomas would have been. He's probably still an era before Kyle. He was really good. Growing up, you know, he was part of that Brian Urlacher, Ray Lewis, Zach Thomas. If you're looking on Madden at like the top middle linebackers, those guys were all in the 90s.
That's so funny. I'm trying to think who would have been who was your like running back of the Dolphins in your era? Of course, you're still in your era. Who am I kidding?
Ronnie Brown, probably.
When I was very little.
Did they take him like sixth overall?
Yeah. Then again, the Bears took Cedric Benson.
Oh, yeah, never mind.
We always say we're going to do it. We will one of these days go back through previous drafts and see.
We've got to.
Who our teams regrettably took.
We got Luke Goody coming up 3:30.
Yes. Sorry for belaboring that point a little bit.
No, yeah, and then Aaron Lemming, we had talked yesterday. I'm like, yeah, let's get Aaron on to talk some Bears. And then the Bears go out and.
That's not how it went.
It's not?
No, Lon had been hearing some whisperings through the pipeline that the Bears are going to make a big trade.
Through my NFL sources.
And he lined up Aaron Lemming, and lo and behold, Montez Sweat on his way to Chicago, and the Bears trading a second-round pick yet again midseason. It worked really well last year, and hopefully it follows in those footsteps this year.
I was trying to dive in with a joke, but I can't remember. Oh, Kevin Warren. Kevin Warren and I are actually pretty tight. So he's my source. You're not really supposed to give it out, but I'm going to give it out. So Kevin was hinting yesterday about a trade, and I said, let's get Aaron Lemming on and make it happen.
So I always want to support my people around Illinois University.
Yeah, exactly.
Illinois University, yeah.
So, but the Bears make a trade, so we'll be able to talk to Aaron Lemming about that. Kind of see, like, what are they right now? They're like second and third on the draft, only because Arizona is like
than you. You guys got to win a few.
I know. You guys actually beat the Texans. Like, that couldn't have gone any better. Like, Carolina beat Houston, which helped us because we have Houston's pick, and it helped us because then we slid ahead of Carolina. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know that I gave that enough joy. Mm-hmm. Like, we may have to drink to that this Friday. That was a big, big win for the Panthers to get it done against the Texans. Maybe the Texans are back down on the win.
Come on.
I hate to say this. So I was eating lunch today, made me a cool peanut butter jelly sandwich. Try to top that. And I got on an NFL mock draft, and then in the Google search bar, it said simulator. And I'm like, oh, I want to do one of those. So I don't know if it's PFF or one of them has free trades, you know, and so I got on there. I was the Cardinals. I had the first pick. So I had six trades offered to me. And I go through five of them. I'm like, no, because the one that was like the closest to draft was number five. And I'm like, no, I'm not dropping that far because I want Marvin Harrison Jr. And all of a sudden it pops up the Bears offering the second and third pick for the first pick.
Oh, my goodness.
And I started laughing. Yes, I'll take that.
No.
So I grabbed that pick. And the Bears took Caleb Williams.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. The Bears took the dude out of North Carolina.
No, they did. They took Drake May.
Drake May.
Oh, my God.
And then I promptly took Marvin Harrison Jr. and Caleb Williams.
Get out of here.
And I thought to myself, and then we still had the Texans pick, which is like number 10 or 11, and I took Johnny Newton. And I was like, I love this draft.
We would do something stupid like that.
If we could, if the Cardinals had that draft, it's going to be a good night for Lon. I'll put it that way. In April.
Scott in Terre Haute has waited on the U of I Atlanta Link text line. Maybe he's blaming Ryan Poles for that proposed trade on PFF. But also he says Ryan Poles has next year. If they don't get better, he has to be gone. It's stupid trading high second round picks. Last year, because they had the first pick of the second round, it's essentially a late first round pick. They trade that pick for Chase Claypool, who's now on Kyle's Dolphins because he was a disaster for the Bears. And the interesting part of Montez Sweat, who is a need position and a very highly coveted one within the league as an edge rusher. The Bears are last in the league in sacks. I think they're second to last or third down there in the list in terms of pressures. So they need up front getting after the quarterback. And when you get rid of Khalil Mack and get rid of Robert Quinn, you got to be able to replace that here in the near window. And hopefully Sweat can be that. But he's a free agent after this season.
Mm.
So there's the risk that
you
traded.
Pony up right now.
You traded a pick and maybe you don't resign him. I would hope that there's obviously going to be a full-on commitment that you're going to pay a high dollar to keep him if you're going to make that trade. But
he's been a pretty healthy guy.
Yeah, that's good, which is probably the difference between him going for a second and Chase Young going for what's going to be a late third to the San Francisco. But knowing the franchises and their luck, their competence, whatever you want to call it, Young's going to look phenomenal in a Niners uniform, and Sweat will, for whatever reason, either he'll go somewhere else in the offseason, he'll be a headache off the field like Chase Claypool was. That's kind of the downer that's been ingrained in me as a football fan. But I understand the need for it. It is just kind of you hold your breath because last year was such a disaster, and now you're making a similar trade. Hopefully this one pays off a lot better.
It is interesting. And you just know that Young will take that flight from Washington to San Francisco and somehow lose 6 years of age. And so when he shows up, he'll be like doing jumping jacks on the tarmac. He'll be just healthy as can be and lead the Niners to a Super Bowl because everything they do.
Nick Bosa, man.
I know. I think you and I could maybe do that and still get a little bit of a rush.
You think.
Who knows? Who knows?
You think.
What are we still thinking about this Illinois-Kansas game? I'm trying to temper it. Like, I'm still trying to, like, correct myself to say, well, I saw Trevor tweeted something out today that one of his guys at Field of 68 was kind of upset that we're playing these type of games and that they don't count. And he's like, well, these games should count. Well, you know, if you're Illinois going into that one and you walk away with a 15-point loss, you're glad it's just an exhibition game, right? But obviously now that you won by, what, 7, and you beat the number one team and essentially had control of that game for 36 minutes, so 90% essentially of that game you had control in terms of being in the lead, certainly you'd love for that to count because all of a sudden Illinois would vault to, like, number 10 in the nation. But you know the one thing that, I responded to Trevor and I was like, it worked. You know, it raised money for a good cause. It got Bill Self back on Lou Henson Court. And, you know, you kind of made amends there. You kind of moved past, we hope, that little thing. So, and it was cool to have Kansas. I don't care if they're ranked first or 30th. It was cool to have Kansas in town, and it was even better to beat them. And I know that Illinois, I think, went into that 3-3 in the all-time series maybe, or at least recently. And we're able to take down Kansas. So I'm counting that as we're up 4-3 in the series. So I'm counting it that we beat the number one team in the country, even though technically it doesn't. Do you think, though, Pipes, I'll ask you this. First of all, your thoughts on that. Number two, do you think that kind of weighs a little bit in voters' minds? And here's what I mean. When it rolls around and Illinois 2-0, after their first two games, you know, getting ready to face Marquette, do you think somebody that otherwise would vote them 25th still or 24th would say, you know what, they did beat Kansas and both those teams played major minutes, their starters, so I'm actually going to move Illinois up to like 21st or 19th. Not that in the scheme of things it really matters. And really maybe the guy in Texas that's doing the voting didn't look at the box score. Maybe he thinks that it was truly just an exhibition where they just kind of had their fun and each team played their whole roster. Do you think there's any kind of mindset of a voter to say, well,
there's going to be people out there don't even know that they played.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that's kind of the part of it where you have these – look, I respect everybody that's part of the AP poll, but it's hard sometimes. You know, you got – these are beat writers for teams that, you know – the guy in Texas is probably so locked in on the Longhorn season on the in football that he's maybe not paying as much of attention. But I think that those that saw it and maybe caught the action on BTN or just saw that score pop up across a – although I don't even know, when you have an exhibition, does it go across the bottom line on ESPN? Does it even pop up on – you search scores in college basketball?
I'll say this.
It probably doesn't.
I got on ESPN yesterday to find the box score, and I don't know why I didn't go to findingillini.com, but I went to ESPN.
It's not there.
It's not there.
Right.
It only starts November 6th,
yep,
when the actual season begins.
Yeah, so I think that part of it, you're gonna have a portion of people that don't even know that it happened, or it'll be – escaping their mind pretty quickly. But those that did witness it, I think it could give Illinois a little bit more of a momentum. Say, not that they, you know, okay, they beat Eastern Illinois, then they beat whoever the heck is second on their schedule. They take care of Valpo. But say they win against Marquette, that might put them in a position of jumping, okay, you beat a number 8 or number 10 Marquette squad. Instead of going from 25 to 20, maybe like people are like, yeah, you know, they also beat number 1 Kansas is an exhibition. Maybe we'll put them at 12.
Okay.
Maybe we'll put them at 10. But really, I think the bigger picture on it is that the resume matters so much more. The AP poll doesn't matter for your tournament resume or anything like that. That's why you'd love to have that as a quad one win. I get the argument of Rob Doster on this note, because had you told Brad Underwood and Bill Self that was a real game, maybe outside of some scheming stuff, maybe like Illinois traps – practices a post trap on Hunter Dickinson a little bit more. Maybe Bill Self tries to throw a wrinkle in there that he didn't on Sunday. But in terms of who they played and how much, that was a real game. That was as real as I think it gets for the Illini, because you loaded up the minutes for Shannon and Hawkins, and Kansas, as we talked about at length yesterday, played their dudes for a lot of those minutes. So it was a real basketball game. It just didn't count. I'm still very much encouraged by what Illinois showed. They're gonna have to build the consistency with it, because we saw the high points of early on last year with beating UCLA and beating Texas, and that team just didn't get better. So
no, I agree.
That's where you kind of got to be able to build on it and be able to have, you know, there's gonna be nights when Shannon, instead of going 5 for 9 for 3, maybe goes 2 for 8.
I'm with you.
Coleman doesn't hit 4 threes.
Yep.
Maybe he doesn't hit any. What do you do in that instance? What happens late in the game when you don't have a point guard and maybe you don't get away with Coleman taking a step back and making it? Like,
you're playing Eastern.
Right. So,
sorry, EIU. They still have bragging rights.
Yeah, unfortunately.
They do?
Well, no, actually, Illinois beat them last year.
Oh, that's right.
In the opener.
That's right.
So
that's right.
But what's great about it is Illinois gets to go on the practice court, take the confidence of beating Kansas,
exactly,
and then use some of the stuff that, you know, Brad's going to point out on
Stevie
film.
I want to invite you.
What's up, Stevie? How you doing, man? And be able to address it. So as a viewer, as a media person, that was so much better. Even if people are going to say it doesn't count, it doesn't exist, watching that was so much more fun and more valuable than, hey, Illinois is going to play Quincy.
Illinois is
going to play whoever.
Yep.
And Illinois wins by 60, and, you know, let's try to make something of it. So
I'll take this every year.
I think it was awesome.
I would take it every year. Now, I could see the NCAA doing this almost like when you get to go on foreign trips. Like, you only get to do it every 3 years. I would love, because I know Bill Self, didn't he say you needed a waiver, right? And you probably knew that Illinois and Kansas had to do a waiver to play this game. So if the NCAA said, hey, every third year we're going to allow you to do an exhibition similar to this where you can get another big name school in here. I mean, how cool would that be to, you know, I don't know, you get LSU in here 1 year. I don't know why I picked them, but you know what I'm saying? Like, that every third year you could play one of these kind of games. It can help raise money for something, and you're getting, I mean, I don't care what you say. I know it doesn't go on your record. I know it doesn't help, but like you said, it helps the confidence. For sure, this is going to send a message to Kansas. I promise you, they're going to be better because of this. Because Bill Self's going to go, well, look, you guys all thought you were ranked number one in the country. You thought you were just all that, weren't you? And you just got bullied basically by Illinois. So you know it's going to help them. It's going to help both teams. I just think it's great. You know, the other thing from that game, there were no foul. You couldn't foul out, right? Mm-hmm. Yet nobody came close to fouling out.
So I think that they did.
Or did somebody come close?
Coleman had 5 fouls.
Oh, he had 5. I didn't realize that. Can we just go with, like, more of the NBA rule?
Add an extra.
Just add an extra foul.
Yeah. Sure.
You know, high school and junior high, my buddies, I think Jason Thompson sent it this morning, that the reminder, I think it's this year, right? It goes into effect. The high school, there's no one-and-ones anymore. So each quarter you get, after your fifth foul of the quarter, the person gets two free throws. And then two for every foul after. And then let's say that happened in the first quarter. The second quarter, you go back to zero fouls. It gets reset every quarter. So it'll be interesting. It'll be kind of a little bit of a – I'm not sure who it really helps. I mean, does it hurt the better free throw shooter who normally makes the front end of the one-on-one? I mean, that's a hell of a penalty to foul someone and they miss the front end and all of a sudden you got the ball again.
It's true.
So, I don't know. That'll be an interesting thing to kind
I like of, the pressure of the one-on-one. I appreciate I do it. But
3 minute stations. 3 minutes. 3 minutes to your next Fox News 30:30.
Kyle is slowly trying to figure out what went wrong there.
That's why I said good luck, my friend.
We've heard from the lady at Fox. We've heard from Stevie J, and now it's this random dude down in Orlando with 3 minutes to
everybody
your head.
Wants to get a word in. It's okay.
Hey, WSIL, you got 3 minutes to your head here. 3 minutes. Yep. Okay.
Well, we do have 3 minutes until Luke Goody's going to join
us. Yeah, we better
get off
the
Tappan Zee phone line. One final quick note. You mentioned Kansas in terms of being number one. I saw a quote pulled from Big 12 Media Day.
Uh-oh.
Hunter Dickinson was asked about how do you feel about being number one. He said, I like it. I want everybody out there to know that we're better than them. And then he lost. So enjoy that, Hunter, and enjoy that, Illini fans. Speaking of Illini fans or any other fans out there, 217-359-2255 on the U of I Illini League text line. If you want to weigh in to the show, we'll have Luke Goody coming up next. And then at the top of the 4 o'clock hour, Aaron Lemming from the Bear
Sweet.
Report. Fill us in on Montez Sweat, Jalen Johnson requesting a trade, and other happenings with the depressing Chicago Bears. We got to catch a break so then we can be joined by Luke Goody.
Let's go.
Stay tuned for that. This is The Drive.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Should we leave it in the garage for now?
Go ahead, leave it in the garage for now.
You can leave that stuff there just for now, or schedule 2 Minute a Truck junk removal to come out and remove it for you. 2 Minute a Truck has multiple solutions. If the just for now stuff isn't needed, we can junk it. If it's items you need later, we can store the just for now stuff until later. Has your just for now become more than you anticipated? 2 Minute a Truck has solutions for your residential and commercial junk removal at 2Men Champagne.
Every year on November 11th, the United States of America proudly celebrates Veterans Day. And at Muhammad Christian Church, we are very grateful for the men and the women who protect and preserve our freedom. And we recognize all veterans and salute our armed forces every day of the year. And this year, allow us to make those days special as we present the Muhammad Christian Church 18th Annual Living Flag. And you are cordially invited to join us as we are celebrating life, liberty, and the freedom of worship with our award-winning Living Flag celebration. This year, we are presenting our Living Flag on Friday, November 3rd at 7 p.m., Saturday, November 4th at 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock, and our finale, Sunday, November 5th at 5 p.m. And in our lobby after each performance, as you greet and thank our veterans and our active military, we will be serving dessert and refreshments. Muhammad Christian Church, 908 North Lake of the Woods Road, across from the Lake of the Woods Golf Course. And for more information, please visit MuhammadChristian.org.
Hi, it's Stevie J. I want to invite you to Stevie J Travel's unveiling of the 2024 travel itinerary. Are you interested? You might as well come. It's free. 10:30 in the morning, Tuesday, November 7th, at the beautiful I Hotel. Keith from Premier will be there, and he'll kind of identify where you're going to go next year. We got the Albuquerque Balloon Festival. We got a trip to Alaska. We got great trains in the Grand Canyon. Some wonderful, unique trips that you'll be interested in taking a look at and and maybe even joining us on an excursion and an adventure next year. 2024 is upon us. We need to start thinking about where you're going. Stevie J Travel, you can go to steviejtravel.com for more information, or just simply come on over to the iHotel and Conference Center on Tuesday, November 7th, 10:30 in the morning, and we'll be excited to share some of the trips we partner with Premier on and some other surprises. Again, it's Stevie J Travel, iHotel, November 7th, 10:30 in the morning. Stevie J Travel, where do you want to go?
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
These days, you don't mind staying up a little late or waiting in line. These days, button downs turn into t-shirts, and dinner consists of popcorn and a pretzel. These days are about singing and yelling and jumping. These days are game days. Game Day Spirit, where Fighting Illini fans shop.
With the leaves and temperatures beginning to fall, it's time to make sure those furnaces are in great running order. Get that furnace tuned up so it doesn't let you down on the cold nights. Dogtown is the People's Choice number one HVAC company again in 2023. Ask about the current 0% financing offer on all Lennox high comfort systems and single component units for qualifying applicants. The number's 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Yo, James Harden got traded.
He did.
I didn't realize this. I went to bed at like 8:30. Kyle said it dropped like at 1 in the morning.
Around then.
Around 1. Were you up?
Yeah.
The good old days. The days of staying up until 2 a.m. and when you're not even getting in trouble.
Right.
Like you're just up at 2 a.m. for no reason. You're watching like reruns of Cheers. And it's like, hey, it's 12. It's like
Kyle.
1:15.
There's no way Kyle even knows what Cheers is.
No, I've
you don't
never
know. You don't
episode.
Know Cheers.
No.
Norm.
No.
Okay. Wonder if Luke Goody even knows Cheers.
Before we ask him,
I bet his dad watched it.
Let you know this segment brought to you by Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend. First Federal Savings Bank, local and trusted. Crossroads Contractor Supply, the right tools when you need it. Brian Hansen at State Farm Insurance. Visit brianismyguy.com. And by Carpenters Local 243, Luke Goody joining us now on the Tapman's Towing phone line. Luke, how you doing? Are you familiar with Cheers?
What's up, guys? I am not familiar with what you're talking about, no.
Lon, you're old.
That's like
but
the
I
Seinfeld
know what you're talking about,
of
so
our
I'm
days.
Old,
yeah. You'll have to ask your parents, Luke, because literally that was like the biggest thing going back in the day was Cheers on TV. So,
okay.
Yeah,
I'll ask him next time I talk to him.
You'll have to ask him. What's it feel like to just whip a number one team in the country? That had to feel good.
Yeah, it's a good feeling. Good feeling in the locker room. All the guys are excited. The coaching staff's excited about it. But we definitely have more work to do because we got that bullseye on our back now.
Luke, what did you feel best about in terms of what you guys were able to show against the Jayhawks on Sunday?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, we were able to, you know, our transition defense was good. That was a big focus coming into the week. We know Kansas likes to run. Got a lot of athletic wings and guards that like to push the ball. So we knew defensive transition was a big thing against them, and then rebounding as well. You know, Hunter's a good rebounder. They've got some wings that really rebound the ball. So we had to come into the game with the game plan to defensive rebound and defensive transition. So I think we did well in those categories, and we were able to score the ball. So it was just a good all-around game for us.
Luke, obviously you look on the box score and to see Terrence Shannon do what he does, 28 points and hits 5 threes. He was – we know he's very talented downhill, and him and McCuller had a great battle going on. I might as well ask you about that first and foremost. What would you make of those guys? I mean, they had something to say to each other seemingly after every basket, two guys that are familiar with each other from Texas Tech, and they both put on a show, just your guy put on a little bit of a better one.
Yeah, Terrence is, everybody expects that out of him, you know, preseason All-American. So you know that you're going to get that out of Terrence. And playing Kevin last year, you know, I knew he was going to be a good player, and everybody knows he's a good player. So coming out in a game like that on the road, being able to put up those numbers is pretty impressive as well. So I feel like we, you know, missed a few assignments on him. But other than that, we did a pretty good job. He just really, you know, earned those points, hit some free throws. But Terrence just had a better game, so it was good for us.
Knowing you've got so many new pieces on this team, I know you said you get back to the locker room, you're excited about the win, but it's you've got more to do, obviously. You understand that. Everybody understands that. But with so many new pieces and the way you guys played against a good Kansas team, was there a little bit of surprise amongst you guys about maybe a thought of, you know what, we are pretty stinking good?
Yeah, we know that. You know, it's one of those things, like, you go through practice throughout the preseason, and now that I've been in college, I can compare to previous teams. And, you know, this team is definitely special. We've got a lot of guys that really play well together. That's the big thing. It's not a lot of individual agendas. And I'm not comparing to any former teams. I'm just saying, like, in general, we just have a lot of guys that just play together and want to win or here for the same purpose. And, you know, that makes a big difference. Before you start the season, when everybody's on the same page, you kind of know what to expect more. And it was weird. It was like after the game, it didn't really feel like we beat the number one team. It just felt like we just won a game that we should have won. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like we were celebrating a huge upset, or, you know, we weren't supposed to win this game and we did somehow. It was like, we're supposed to do this. We expect this in the locker room. Everybody, you know, it wasn't a huge celebration. It was like, sweet, now we go for real. So it was pretty cool to see that. You know, it wasn't a huge celebration on a preseason exhibition game. You know, it's cool to beat the number one team in the country, but shoot, we expect this. We know we're good, so we're excited to, you know, get it going for real.
You weren't dousing Brad Underwood with Dasani water or anything?
We were not after this game, though.
What was the atmosphere like, though? I mean, obviously you've played in some exhibition games where – well, heck, you played Kansas last year in a kind of an exhibition game that nobody saw, essentially. So I can't imagine that it couldn't have been anything but fun to see the Orange Crush like they were, to have a pretty good sized crowd, to know you guys helped raise more than $1 million for the Maui Fund. I mean, just all of that in general, that had to be a really cool experience.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, something that I think is really cool that the NCAA lets us do is those exhibition games for charity. I think that's an awesome idea because, you know, schools that can get a sold-out crowd, a near sold-out crowd for these exhibition games in the preseason, you know, it's going towards a good cause, and you get to play in front of a lot of people. So when you get these big-time games in the preseason where everybody just goes out and plays, I think it's awesome. And then, you know, for the fans to be there and the Orange Crush to be there, for a preseason game, regardless if it's the number one team in the country or not, it's pretty cool, and it's a testament to the Illinois fan base. So it was definitely cool to see, and I'm glad that we did it for a good cause.
Lou Goody is our guest on the Tapman's Towing phone line. You said it last week that, you know, make no bones about it, we want to win this game, and that was evident. It just didn't look like an exhibition game. I don't know that anybody had maybe a doubt about that, but did you guys know going in that, you know, Kansas was going to bring it and play a lot of their guys a lot of minutes, and you guys pretty much did the same?
Yeah, we did. It was kind of stated, you know, throughout practices and leading up to the game. Yeah, you know, this is for real. It's not like the scrimmage that we had last year where it's broken down into segments and stopped in the middle of plays and just different stuff like that. It's a real game. So we knew that they were going to bring their guys and try to win. And, you know, we wanted to try a bunch of different things. I know that. And, you know, we definitely figured out some things about our team. And then also they figured out some things about theirs. But at the same time, you know, it was playing to win. So, you know, at the end of the day, we got a good win.
Luke, as you look offensively, what do you feel like is different about this year's team versus last year's team, whether it be just the schematics of it, or I know you've already hit on just the way you guys feel like you can play off of each other and be unselfish? I know that that's a big part of it as well, but what has changed? Because it does look a little bit different with the way the ball moves. I know Coleman's obviously a big factor there in that high post, but what do you feel like has been a thing that has been different this year so far versus last year?
Yeah, I think it's just the flow of the offense. The way that we have it set up is completely different than last year. So, you know, being able to move the ball from side to side and take pressure off of Coleman. I think last year he felt pressured to, you know, make the big play every possession, and now it's just kind of within the flow of the offense, and he can really play his game. You know, last year I feel like he got a little overwhelmed with the role that they that the coaching staff kind of the offense kind of evolved in a sense. And I think this year is definitely more, you know, he gets to play freely but still under control. And same with the other guys. You know, it's a very flowing offense, and it gives a lot of different options for guys to do stuff, and also, you know, helps Coleman or allows Coleman and Dane to, you know, make decisions, but a lot easier decisions than they had to make last year for sure.
Luke, you guys are a really deep team. With that, Brad's got some tough decisions to make in terms of rotations and lineups and how to allocate those minutes. How do you feel like the team is approaching that? Because they're going to be nights where some guys don't play as much as they would want to or think they should, and I know that will play itself out through the year in terms of those spots, and you're still early on, but have you gotten a gauge on just how the team is handling that from an individual standpoint and just kind of the collective mindset on that?
Yeah, that's exactly how it is. You know, it's something that I'm sure will change consistently throughout the season or constantly throughout the season, but you know, guys got to be ready. It's definitely something that, you know, you got to keep the right mindset for, and you know, one game you might get hot and, you know, play big minutes. The next game you might not get hot and not play big minutes. But, you know, those guys that are going to stay consistent and stuff will continue to play more and just kind of do what coach asks and all the stuff that we have to do to be successful. So, you know, from game to game, it's definitely going to change a little bit. You know, matchups, personnel, all the different aspects that go into a game, stuff like that. But you know, it's just the guys who play hard and want to win. And, you know, I think every guy on the team wants to do that this year. But, you know, it was pretty special. The guys that were on the bench last game, you know, that could have been upset about minutes or, you know, upset about the situation that they were in, you know, it was cheering. And they were there for the team. And that's a big thing that you want to see for sure.
Without a doubt. Luke Goody joining us on the Tapman's Towing phone line. You've got two extra coaches on that bench, another Underwood and a Hamer. What's that like? What's that like to have those two? Look like Tyler was pretty into it.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice to have another outlet. You know, last year you couldn't really do much outside of practice with the coaches and especially the non-coaches. You know, Tyler and Coach Hammer last year couldn't really do much with the players, couldn't really be involved, and this year they can. So, you know, it adds a sense of youth in a way. You know, they really understand. Tyler was playing college basketball 3 years ago, so he gets it. He's a good backboard to go to just to talk about stuff. And Coach Hammer's, you know, he's a brilliant basketball mind. He's in the professional sports basketball for a handful of years and, you know, graduated from Vanderbilt. So he's a smart dude. He knows what he's doing. And just to have those extra outlets and resources just to help yourself get better, it's big.
Hammer. Yeah, my fault.
Luke, well, we played – We had an opportunity to talk to the other Luke yesterday, Luke Altmaier, a guy that you're buddying up with a little bit. And I don't know if you've heard it all, but, you know, he said that he admitted you're the better shot on the basketball court, which I think goes without saying. But he claims he's the better shot with the gun in the dunk hunt. So let's let that audio play here real quick, and then we'll get your reaction.
Oh, gosh. You guys saved this for me, didn't you? I like it.
We did. We know who's probably the better shot on the basketball court, but who's the better shot with the gun taking down some ducks?
Yeah, and when I hang up this phone,
it's got to be me. Yeah. growing up in the South, you know, if you don't have a good shot, then, you know, something's wrong with you.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, he's going to get a text message after this phone call's over, for sure. Yeah, you can bet on that. He can tell you what it says next time. So how about that? You guys can look forward to that next show.
Goody's like, I'm providing you the spot to hunt, and you're going to call me out?
Yeah.
You're going to call me out on this?
All the resources. My dad showed up early and helped us out, and he's gonna slander me like that? Okay. Yeah. I see how it is.
Man. I assume he's even shooting with a foreign gun. Like, he probably didn't bring his gun up from Mississippi.
I don't know. To be honest, he just showed up, and I guess he can talk trash now. So,
I like this, man. I like this a lot. Hey, the regular season is not far off, my man. How fun is? I understand. Obviously, the Kansas game was one that, of course, you had Ottawa, and then you get the Kansas game, which was kind of a game of in itself with regards to Coach Self coming back, etc. But pretty soon here, we're off and running, right, with EIU and the rest of the schedule. How fun is that going to be? And how much more preparation do you feel? Do you ever get anxious at this point saying, we've got to get a few more practices in before we start? Or is it just, let's just start and let's go?
Yeah, I mean, we've been playing so much basketball recently with the Spain trip, and, you know, we've been practicing since July. So it's more of let's go, let's get going. You know, the two exhibition games were great. We started off 2-0, but you got to keep it in perspective. It's just an exhibition game, you know, they don't really count. So now these games going to the win-loss columns, you know, we're going to play some really good mid-major teams coming up, and they matter. You know, one loss can take you from hopefully, you know, 1-2-3 seed to a, you know, 6-7-8 seed like that. So we got to approach every game with the right mindset, just get ready to compete day in and day out, and we're just excited for the season. You know, there definitely comes a point in time, and all my teammates would attest to this, where you're just sick and tired of guarding and playing the same guys every day. So you're just ready to play another jersey and, you know, get on that rhythm of two games a week, and, you know, it's go time. So I'm looking forward to it, and I know my teammates are too, so we're excited.
As we finish up here, Luke, it's Halloween. You got a costume yourself? Anything you guys doing as a team?
No, I do not have a costume. I will be going to bed tonight at about 9:30 p.m. because we got practice in the morning. So that's my Halloween night.
You a candy guy?
Sometimes. Okay. I'm a Reese's peanut butter cup. That's my go-to.
That's like the number one candy.
Other than that, I'm not a big candy guy.
All right, like not the Starburst or Skittles, none of that kind of
stuff. Yeah, no. Okay. We do have some of those guys on the team, but not me.
I love
Fletch
it.
Probably likes it that way. Oh, you're probably in his good
graces.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, I'm not going to drop any names because I don't want, you know, them to get a talking to tomorrow. But
no, let Altmaier be the one that drops names and bombs and everything
exactly.
like that. Man.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I did notice that Goody was born in 02 and the Cheers last episode was 93. So makes total sense. How you would have missed the whole Cheers thing. So. Well, Luke, congrats on the win over Kansas. I know it's an exhibition game, but certainly that was one Illinois fans circled on their calendar, could not wait to watch. And I know the Orange Crush, Kyle here, our buddy, he really enjoyed it there, of course, for the Orange Crush. So it was a good win for you guys, and I would have to think it gives you confidence going forward.
Yes, sir. Yep, it gives us a lot of confidence. You know, we can hang with anybody in the country now to beat the number one team. So. You know, we're excited to play these games. We just watched Tennessee go into Michigan State and beat them, and we got them on our schedule. Wow. So, you know, Michigan just beat Marquette, and we play Marquette, and we play Michigan. So, you know, all these teams are coming together and playing these big-time games, and we know that we're going to have a tough schedule, and we got to go. Got to get some wins.
Let's go.
It's coming quick, and we can't wait. Luke, thanks for joining us. As always, look forward to catching up with you next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys so much. It was nice talking to you.
Amen, buddy.
Absolutely. That segment, once again, brought to you by Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend, First Federal Savings Bank, local and trusted, Crossroads Contractor Supply, the right tools when you need it, Brian Hansen at State Farm Insurance. Visit brianismyguy.com. Carpenters Local 243. Also got to give a shout-out to Max Twin City Recycling.
Nice.
Helping us make this happen with Luke Goody every week. And, of course, we got Luke Altmaier every week as well. And let's just...
Yeah,
let's stir up a feud.
Yeah, this text from Luke Goody that is going on right now to Luke Altmaier is brought to you by. I'm sure that's going to be some choice words in that baby.
It's all good fun.
That was fun. That is fun. That's cool that you wonder how much, and I think more so, I know at SIU, and this I have to speak of that because that's how I knew it. It seemed down there that there were certain guys from basketball that hung with certain guys from football or baseball, et cetera, you know, that I'm not saying they were best friends and hung around all the time, but I think it's pretty cool that you've got Luke Goody, who's from Indiana, came here, and Luke Altmaier from Mississippi, and then those two kind of understood that they had a little bit of an interest when it came to hunting and probably, I'm sure, other things, fishing, et cetera. So pretty neat that they kind of found each other, and now they're able to enjoy a friendship even though they don't play the same sport. And of course, both sports now underway. Yesterday I mentioned to you, which was kind of cool, for only the 29th time ever, all four major sports played a game yesterday. So you had the World Series, obviously, the Texas won that game. You had the Detroit Lions winning on Monday Night Football. Then you had some NHL and some NBA. And all of that happened on the same day. That's only the 29th time that's ever occurred.
They were calling it a sports equinox.
That's what I saw. Yeah, I saw that.
I saw that on FanDuel and DraftKings. They had boosts, and of course, we lost our plays. Sorry.
I was saying some choice words to you guys.
Yeah. I'll take the responsibility for that. Or if Corbin Carroll's not going to own that, I guess I will.
Yeah, exactly. Where are you at, Corbin? All right. Well, Marte didn't do anything either. Mm-hmm. Well, I did say, though, because I took Christian Walker to Homer, and I did tell you guys the reason this won't hit is because he'll double off the wall, and in his first at bat, he doubled off the wall in right center. I'm like, well, of course he did.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you need to just – people need to call me and say, what are you betting tonight? And if – like, are you betting a home run tonight? I'll be like, yeah, I got Walker for the Diamondbacks. Okay, and then they bet two-plus bases because they know he's going to hit a double. I'm telling you, people could win money off of me. My mom texted me and said she made me a – what does this say? Don't you remember the cereal box I made and you hated it? I did a good job when you and you did not appreciate it. It was huge and only your feet and hands showed. I was a cereal box.
Nice.
No wonder I was made fun of and picked on my whole life. No, I wasn't actually. I had good friends. I was always friends with the guys that were like tough. So nobody picked on me because they, you know, those guys had my back. Yeah, I'm sure mom probably went to a lot of work. I bet dad got home, you know, and was like, what is that? What are we doing? Well, he's the cereal box. Okay. You look great, Lon. Dad's doing, do we get into that stuff? Halloween's never been a big thing for me. Never been a big thing. I mean, I love the candy, don't get me wrong, which sounds strange that I wouldn't be the guy that would, like, be all in on Halloween. Because, I mean, all it does is equal candy, right? So you'd think that I would be, but I can remember the boys coming home and then they would sort their candy out. Like, they put all the Nestle Crunch together, all the Reese's together, all the Laffy Taffys together, and it was like, okay, don't count them, though, because they might not all be there in the morning. It's time for you guys to go.
That's
to
the way my mom was, man. Twizzlers, Laffy Taffy. Yes. Those were done for.
She liked Twizzlers?
Oh, she loves Twizzlers.
Really? Yeah. My brother loved that. I'm not a Twizzler guy. Nope. That's so funny. Oh, I snaked candy all the time.
Tootsie Parades, Rolls were huge for my mom rolls. As well.
Oh, they're so good.
You got any Tootsie Rolls, you better eat them that night.
Mm-hmm. Or they're gone.
They're gone.
I loved the parades, you know, and small town parades like Villa Grove Homecoming or Unity Homecoming, whatever. And you just have like a constant flow of candy being thrown at you. And then you were the target, right? For like the cheerleaders that drove by, the football players that drove by, the golf team that drove. They were literally trying to nail you. You're like, bring it. As much as you got, bring it. Let's go. I can handle a Tootsie Roll off the head for getting a Tootsie Roll in my bag. That's exactly right.
I like it. I like it. We're due for a break.
Yes, we are.
Lon's
sorry.
Dressing up as a Wheaties box for tonight's trick-or-treating.
The irony of that would be weird. I think you need to pick more of a fattening cereal box, right? Not fat, but, you know, like a Lucky Charms. To where they're looking at me going, yeah, you don't eat Wheaties. And I'd say, you're right.
I like it.
I like sugar corn pops.
If you want to weigh in, you can. 217-359-2255 on the U of I Line Link text line. This is The Drive.
Make plans to pop into Pia's at 1609 West Springfield Avenue for happy hour from 3 to 6, Monday through Friday with 16-ounce drafts, just $3.25. Well drinks, $4. Taco Tuesdays get you big tacos for $2.50. $2 off on tequila shots and margaritas, $5. Get Mexican beers for $4 each. Go south of the border on Tuesdays at Pia's. Then there's Whiskey Wednesdays and karaoke a few times a month on Fridays with $4 fireball shots. Uh-oh. Pia's is the place to party any day of the week.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
You've changed thousands of diapers, cut hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose, because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. The Brian Hansen State Farm Agency will make it easy and affordable to help protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you'd do anything for...
Fighting Illini football is back in Memorial Stadium for Dad's Day and Military Appreciation Day, Saturday, November 11th, as they take on the Indiana Hoosiers. Get tickets for as low as $20 as we celebrate dads for this proud Illinois tradition. All active military personnel are eligible to receive free tickets. Be in your seat early for a special military flyover. Illinois football versus Indiana, Saturday, November 11th. Get tickets and more info at fightingillini.com.
From computer systems to brakes and tires too, at PDR, fixing cars is what they do. Remember, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 or use their dedicated text-only line at 383-0619. Additional information, including repair quotes and online scheduling requests, available from the website at pdrauto.com. Remember, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Back on the drive with Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. Had a few texts on the U of I Atlanta Link text line. Randy says, did I get this right? The Bears traded a second round pick for a guy whose contract is about to be up. Yes, you did, Randy. That is correct. Hopefully Montez Sweat is going to re-sign in Chicago. We'll ask Aaron Lemming from the Bear Report coming up next about that trade and his thoughts on how that goes. But just hope to God that it turns out better. And the second round pick for Chase Claypool, because that was, that's a wasted pick. And really, Kyle, I want your thoughts on this. Thanks to Lovie Smith, the Bears got the top pick in the draft last year and were able to get DJ Moore out of it. But there have been some questionable moves for Ryan Pace on the whole, like the fact of the Claypool pick and some of the draft. Like they drafted a receiver in Velus Jones who can't catch the ball and haven't built
you're talking
up the
Ryan Poles, not Ryan
Pace. Did I say Ryan Pace? Yeah. I mean, they're all one and the same, right?
Yeah.
The other next guy's going to be named Ryan and he's going to suck.
If this regime moves on, head coach, GM, and they bring in the third straight Ryan and Matt, will you just choose a new team?
I need to choose a new team anyway, regardless of their names. I don't know. It's frustrating. But we're going to talk to Aaron Lemming about that. Jalen Johnson also has requested a trade, although I know Ian Rappaport of NFL Network has reported that the Bears are not interested and do not plan to train him. So we'll see how that goes as well. A 217 on the U of I Atlanta League text line says, Halloween launch address is Count Chocula. He doesn't like that. No, he says no.
I'm chilling on the couch.
I will say, quick note, and I want to shout out my boy, Joey Wagner, who's not my boy on this topic, but a thing that made my day today.